And we want to talk back to school safety. So we've invited Shaylin Jackson, the Community Services Officer with the Woodstock Police, to join us today. Hi, Shaylin. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you guys?
So we're pretty good.
Yeah, it's been a while since we talked to you. How was your summer?
Oh, it was great. You know, we can't really complain. We had some pretty good weather this year.
We really did. It was quite warm. So if you like pools and beaches,
yep.
It worked out well. Now for the kids, and we were just mentioning, school hasn't really been in session for in-person since about Easter. So there's lots of little reminders that we need to put back in our heads when it comes to back-to-school safety. Outline a few of them that come to the top of your mind, Shaylin.
Yeah, absolutely. I think school zones is one of the top ones that comes to mind, right? Because that's where there's a lot of foot traffic and a lot of vehicle traffic. So it's really important for pedestrians to be alert and aware of where they are, what's going on around them, where the vehicles are, and paying attention to making sure that they're listening to crossing guards and using things like sidewalks, because those are tools that are put in place specifically to keep people safe. That being said, there's also a lot of no stopping zones around a lot of the schools in town, and sometimes that's one that people forget about. They think they can stop for just a quick second for their kid to hop out of the vehicle, but the problem with that is it creates a disruption of flow and traffic. It causes problems for buses, and then when you have kids climbing in and out of vehicles, stepping out into roadways, it can become quite dangerous, and that's not something that we want. We want to make sure that we can avoid any type of hazard like that. So making sure that if you are dropping off your kid, you're doing it in a space that is a safe area to do so. It might be a block or two away, but at least you're not disrupting the flow in front of the schools. You're not causing problems for the buses, etc. That being said, it's important to remember that we have to be very careful around buses, too, because there's a lot of kids who are getting on and off the bus, and they have the stop signs and the flashing lights to alert people, but making sure that you're paying attention to the buses. It's going to be busy out on the roads for the first few weeks while people get back into the swing of things and those bus routes get back on track. So having the buses on the road is probably going to cause some congestion around the school zones. So just being mindful of that, being aware of what's going on around you is really important.
And of course, so like one thing also to note is that there's quite a few kids out there that actually walk to school.
Yeah.
So I imagine the parents will kind of be sitting them down and having that talk. So what kind of tips do you have for like them?
Well, for walkers, I think it's really important for parents to sit down with their kids and have a discussion and plan out their route to school each day. It's important for kids to stick to the same route, not taking shortcuts and things like that. You know, sticking to main roads that have a lot of visibility, walking in groups or in pairs can be really helpful, and there's always safety in numbers in that sense. But also being mindful that for those who are walking, making sure that what they're doing is they're practicing their route, right? Because especially for really young kids, you don't want them to get lost. And if kids are, if they have phones, make sure that they're available to them, but make sure that they're not distracted by their phones while they're walking to school. It can be dangerous for kids to step out onto the street or cross the road when they're not paying attention if they've got their device in their hand or, you know, they're looking at things like that. So practicing routes, making sure they're staying on, you know, visible areas rather than taking the shortcut paths that you don't know who or what is traveling down. Those are some tips that we often give to people walking to school each day.
We're speaking with Community Services Constable with the Woodstock Police Service, Shaylin Jackson. And I know the city, and I think every community that I've visited recently has done a very good job at making sure the school zones are clearly marked. And those are all 40-kilometer an hour zones.
Yeah, that's right. And like I said, there's a lot of signs going on in some of the school zones. You got to pay attention to when that speed changes. Pay attention to where there's no parking versus no stopping. Again, it's more about flow and ensuring that those walking around and the foot traffic in the area are safe with the vehicle traffic. So making sure you're slowing down in school zones. Our traffic officer has plans for doing projects in the school zones to make sure that they're safe. You know, September especially, when people are starting to get back into the swing of things, he likes to focus on school zones and working closely in those areas to keep an eye on them. So that's something that you can look out for as well.
And it's just, you're thinking, these kids haven't been to school in since April, essentially, when the third lockdown happened. There's going to be an extra exuberance, and we just have to, you know, proceed with extra caution for the first week or two.
right? Caution and patience, I think. There's going to be a lot of excitement. There's going to be a lot of, you know, things going on, and people are going to be all over the place. So I think it's really important to make sure that people are paying attention, they're cautious, they're patient, while people are kind of figuring out their way, especially the kids.
Of course. And like with everyone going back to school and it with being a long time, I feel like this is also a really good opportunity to bring up the importance of, like, don't talk to strangers, don't go home with anyone you don't know, and et cetera.
Exactly. That's always a conversation that's important to have. And I think that's, you know, one that parents should try to have as regularly as possible, and having conversations about stranger danger, or, you know, just like being cautious of the people that you're communicating with and what information you're sharing. And, you know, again, walking in groups and pairs can be really helpful. There is, you know, some safety in numbers. Someone who might be inclined to approach a child might be less likely to inclined to approach a group of children. So
That's a very good point. Shaylin, great to talk to you again. Thanks so much for bringing us some back to school safety tips, and we hope to have you on again in the future. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is Community Services Officer with the Woodstock Police Service, Shaylin Jackson. 8:15